Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. A legendary pulp fiction writer who churned out books and stories for 75 years once lived in Sebastian. His name was Hugh Cave, and when he died in 2004 at the age of 93, the New York Times said he had produced at least 1,000 works of fiction. Milt Thomas of Vero Beach wrote a book about Cave, titled Cave of 1,000 Tales. Thomas retired from the music industry in New York in 1987 and moved back to Vero Beach, where he had graduated from high school. He met Cave through a mutual friend.
I actually knew him for about a year before I realized he was a writer. He was very laid back. He loved to talk about writing and reading and books. He was always interested in books.
And he was still writing at that point when you met him.
Yes. In fact, he was having somewhat of a renaissance.
Now, you were telling me he was an early pulp fiction writer, a penny a word.
A penny a word. I think his first story was published around 1920. Back then, short story magazines were really in. Pulp fiction got its name from the type of paper that they used. They used very low-quality paper so they could sell the magazines very cheap. You could go into a drugstore and there'd be a whole rack of these magazines, and they were 5 cents or 10 cents each. Some of those titles live to today, like Modern Detective and True Romance. Hugh wrote for those, and he wrote under 12 different names. He was so prolific that he'd have four stories in one magazine with four different names.
You were telling me some incredible number of words he wrote a year.
In his heyday, he was writing 300,000 words a year for publication. This was on a standard typewriter. There were no computers, of course. It was a complete 12-hour-a-day job. He actually became the top writer for Saturday Evening Post. Their most famous short story they ever published is called The Mission by Hugh Cave, and it's about a little girl in Haiti.
Cave was living in the Northeast when he decided to take his family on a trip to Haiti.
He bought a Jeep, and they went down there on a tramp steamer. The only other people on the boat were 9 Haitians. He learned to speak Creole on the trip. I said, well, what was the food like on a tramp steamer? He says, well, they served us every part of the cow except the beef. He was probably the first white person to ever witness an entire voodoo ceremony.
How long do they take?
3 or 4 days. He got this opportunity because there was a woman that they knew. She was a voodoo priestess. This woman knew his wife. She was having some problems with her legs. His wife had some nursing training. She took care of her. Then he became interested in the religion, so she started inviting him to different ceremonies. Finally, she invited him to their big ceremony.
By the time you met him, he was still writing. Isn't that right?
He was writing new stories for publication, and he was taking his old stories, had now become very famous. He was re-editing to update them to make them more current.
What did you learn from him?
Well, the first thing I learned, because I was relatively new in the writing game, I had written my first novel. I asked him to critique it. He said, well, you know, I'm really busy right now. I have a lot of assignments, but I'll do it just for you. And his critique basically said, you need to take some writing lessons.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And so after the spear was taken out of my heart, he went on to say, here's what you need to learn.
So Milt Thomas took some writing classes. He and other students critiqued each other's work.
Of that group, every single one of us ended up getting published.
I have to ask, when Mr. Cave redid some of his early books and magazine articles, did he continue to use a manual typewriter?
No. In 1980, he bought his first computer.
About when everybody bought their first computer.
Right. And he had a scanner and he had a printer. He was high-tech savvy.
Milt Thomas has written a dozen books. His 2 decades in the music business included a stint as vice president of marketing for a division of CBS. He's a musician who was guest organist at Wrigley Field, a world traveler who lectures about Egypt and the Mideast, and an active community volunteer. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.